and it's half the price, and it looks like it's a great deal. And it's, look, you could find a diamond in the rough and it could be an excellent product, but you have no idea whether that's the genuine dollar product.
It would be a miss, right?
Yeah, it has to be.
You're listening to The Deep Dive. I'm Vanessa Green. Each week, we explore the world of South African fishing together, sharing expert advice, different ways to cast and catch, and the latest buzz from the water. Let's get into it.
Hey guys, welcome back to another deep dive episode where we cast our lines into the world of fishing tackle and everything in between. So we are coming to you from the shores of Durban, but we are talking global. We are talking about products that are purchased online, purchased overseas, or do we get our purchases locally? What sparked this conversation was on my recent fishing trips, I'm noticing more and more of my friends purchasing their tackle from places like AliExpress, Wish, Temu, Shein, pretty much drop-shipped websites. And some of them, they look gimmicky, but the others look pretty worth a shot. Of course, there's always a thought in my mind, if I was to use this, do I trust that swivel? Do I trust the line that I'm using? Especially when I spent a couple hours on the water and you do not want to take a chance. All right, so I am sitting down this morning with my friend Tim Irvine. Tim, thanks for joining us today.
Hello, Vinesh. Thanks for having me.
All right, now Tim, tell us about your background.
So I'm involved in websites. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Particularly e-commerce websites. So I'm pretty knowledgeable on how online stores work, what the process is from start to finish.
Yeah, so that's you pretty much receiving the stock from your client, loading it up, knowing where it comes from and how it should go out.
Yes.
We really want to talk about the difference between purchasing from these overseas online sites, more so the drop shipping websites, versus getting those global brands from our local agents. Explain to us, what is a drop shopping website? How does it work and what do they actually do?
So drop shipping is effectively, it's an avenue for people to create a website. You can load stock through a manufacturer or a factory that supplies all of the stock. So effectively what it allows for you to do is have a website that you sell stuff to the world without actually ever having your hands on the stock. So you don't actually ever touch the stock. You also need to, the only way to verify what you're selling effectively is through imagery or to perhaps travel to where this factory is and go see that stuff. But what appeals to people with drop shipping sites is mainly the fact that they can sit at home, not have to go anywhere, create this website and sell stuff to the public and make money off of it.
So the guys that are running this website don't actually ever know their source.
Yes.
They don't know the manufacturer or?
No, they'll know the manufacturer and they'll know the source.
Yeah.
But they've never physically gone and visited or spoken to anyone or anything like that. They've created an account with them and they've linked that up to their website and it all just happens seamlessly. So you will order a product, for example, that is, I don't know, a cup and it's coming from this factory and it's from China or it's from Vietnam or it's from wherever, and it gets shipped straight to the customer. So you also don't even get involved with the shipping of it, nothing.
So you don't actually touch the product itself.
Effectively, yeah. And there are successful drop shipping websites where guys have gone and created, set everything up, and then they don't touch it. All they're dealing with are queries.
Okay. We were talking about the Temu, Shein, Wish. Amazon, Takealot, do they work along the same lines?
No. So they have their own warehouses. They keep their own stock. So they actually, they're a bit different. So they're not the company sourcing stock from a factory and then selling it to the public. They're effectively, they are the storage. They are the, so they'll get manufactured.
They're like stock. A proper middleman kind of story.
100%. Oh, right. And they're also multifaceted. So they're the courier company. They're the stock. They stock the stuff. Okay. They're selling it to you. They're everything.
All right. So now that there is dropshipping websites, then of course we've got our local websites. We deal with our local brands. So we've got agents basically in South Africa. We broadcast in South Africa. Let's talk local. We've got agents here in South Africa that are working with global brands like European, Daiwa, Shimano, that kind of thing. So we would get that directly from a Daiwa factory or a Mustard factory, and then we would distribute that to our local stores. So that is a huge difference where we actually hold, touch, source, feel the product, know exactly what we are ordering for our local market. All right, so that's the differences between those. Now, the very important one, let's talk about the difference between price versus value. And this is almost in lines with our quality control and trust, but price versus value. You deal with a lot of products, you deal with a lot of fishing products. What's your take on this?
So it boils down to preference, and also boils down to how you are as an angler or just as an individual in relation to fishing. If you are a weekend angler and you don't even go every weekend, then the likes of a dropshipping website where you're going to get this thing at a very low price, the quality of it, where it's coming from, the brand, all of that might not matter much to you. So that angler, he might feel, oh no, this is fine. But even that guy is taking a risk with this because there's no, can't really prove what you're getting there. Yeah.
So it's okay. A difficult one. All right. So now, going into the quality control and trust, from what I've known, look, we've all purchased from dropshipping websites. We've purchased from sites that we don't know. We've purchased from sites that are well marketed that we do know. And we've purchased from our local sites, obviously. But you're dealing with product all the time, whether you're buying it or just loading it. What can you tell us about whether it's going to be a hit or a miss? How do we know whether it's going to be a hit or a miss?
The first identifier is if it's got a brand, like a known brand. So if it's some ob thing that you've never heard of before, then you could probably bet money on it that it's literally 50-50 yeah. on whether it's going to be quality or not. You can't verify. And you see, the likes of the Kingfisher, for example, if you were to go to them and ask them, where do you get your stock from? They can literally give you an address. They could tell you exactly where this factory is and exactly how it's manufactured, even names of individuals that work there. They give you contact numbers. It's 100% hands-on.
A complete trail from the source.
Yes, a trail. 100%. Yeah. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
So you might even find a Dawa product on Temu, for example, or on AliExpress, and it's half the price and it looks like it's a great deal. And it's, look, you could find a diamond in the rough and it could be an excellent product, but you have no idea whether that's the genuine Dawa product.
That's exactly what we were talking about. We've seen a couple of reels where we know it retails for 6,000 Rand locally, but we'd go onto the dropshipping websites and we'd realize it's going for like under 500 Rand. This clearly would be a miss, right?
It has to be. It's like you'd even consider whether it's made of plastic or not.
Yeah, because I mean, a lot of the times we wonder about brands, right? Are we really paying for the brand sticker on the product, or on the t-shirts, or whatever it is, or if it's really quality? I think that's where you're going to have to trust the brand that you're working with, that price attached to it has come from a significant amount of R&D and relationships and sourcing it. Okay, so I think also with regards to what I would like to add in with regards to the product wise, from what I do know with our local market, our agents get products in, but it's always modified to suit our conditions.
Yeah.
So although, let's just use a BG for example, a BG overseas might not necessarily be a BG that's brought in here for the South African market.
Yeah, exactly.
We'd probably change certain things to stainless steel or with the heavier shafts or whatever it may be. So now, Tim, some advice to the anglers as to what we should look out for. This is where your expertise really comes in, right? What should a guy look for before he does his purchase? I was talking specifically on his dropshipping website.
Dropshipping sauce.
Yeah.
What I would do, the first thing I would do is check their policies. So the first thing I would do is check their policies and look for a customer protection policy, but effectively something that's going to show you and tell you what this company is going to do.
Wait, now is this those T's and C's at the bottom?
Yeah, so terms and conditions, your privacy policy, all of those policies, go and check that they've got legitimate policies in place to protect you as the customer.
How do we know whether someone just copied and pasted and it's not legit?
So, see, that's the other thing. If you can't actually go and speak to someone or visit that company physically, then it's difficult to know whether they're just pulling it out of the ether.
Okay.
But
all right, let's jump back to a reputable one, like the ones that are well marketed throughout our socials and things, and people have purchased from before.
Yes, yeah. So now, look, if they've got all the policies in place and they've signed it and it's a legit document, if they've forged it, that's going to be to their own detriment due to the fact that we can now sue them with all this paperwork. But going back to buying Tapple, the first thing I would want to do is just make sure they've got all these policies in place so that if anything were to go wrong, I can contact them and point these things out. So obviously the two main concerns would be, am I going to get the product firstly? And then second of all, are they going to sort out the product if there's a problem? If it arrives damaged or if there's an issue with it, are they going to refund me or are they going to replace it? Because buying overseas, and that's what all these dropshipping sites are, you could find a couple here locally, but then you might as well buy locally. If you're going to do it via an overseas avenue, then this is what you must go and look for. Is just make sure that you're protected, because it's a nightmare to have to deal with returns and stuff at your own expense. And then you've completely, it's obsolete. You're going to the website for a cheaper price because you've got all this admin and expense that comes after it. So that would be the first step, is to just make sure you're safe. Thereafter, you're still gambling effectively as to whether you're going to get something solid.
We were chatting about that earlier where we spoke about we ordered the same product and we ordered it once. It works out.
Yes.
It's actually a decent product. And then when we order it again, it's not. It's always the exact same product we ordered.
Yeah, that happened to me where we ordered Tupperware containers for storage. And it was the exact same product that we ordered on this website. And it was supplied. They were great quality. They worked perfectly. You could even, you could leave them in the sun and everything and there weren't any issues. So those were good. But then we ordered the exact same product a few months later. And we assume it was sourced from a separate factory or company. And the quality, I mean, it was punted and displayed as the exact same product. However, the quality was not even comparable.
Well, okay. All right. Now, Tim, budget versus brand. With products that you've seen, you're an angler yourself and you're a bass angler, so you're pretty finicky with your stuff as well.
Yeah.
I think this is a long debate we could go into, but talking from the online side, we see some products out there, the line is pretty cheap, the lures look pretty flashy, but they're really looking cheap. And then we see on branded product, maybe not as flashy, maybe even less spec, if you're talking like reels, for example. What's your take on this?
From a bass fishing point of view, it just talks specifically with bass. Mm. If I'm gonna go buy a rod or a reel, I'm gonna go for brand. I'm gonna go for quality instead of price.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for that most definitely because you want to rely on that rod. That's going to help you catch that fish.
Yeah.
And it's not about, oh, on this day, that fish wasn't eating this color or because it was moving, or this lure was moving at this angle, or it didn't catch this fish or anything. Your rod, if you do not have a good rod or a good reel, you will lose that fish. You'll get by, but like in a day, if you could catch 10 fish with this rod and reel, but you're going to catch one with your...
I totally get that. And that's my thing always. Some of my tackle is pretty pricey. However, I just feel I'm spending like 8 hours standing out there. Eventually, I get this fish that could be my personal best fish. And if I had to lose it, I'm going to think, oh, I should have... Exactly.
So then from that perspective,
I wouldn't take a chance. I'm potential with the hooks, for example. Mm. We know you can get a pack of hooks for $20 and you can get a pack of hooks for like R100. The reason you go with R100, it just gives you that peace of mind knowing that it's tried, it's tested.
Yes. Yeah.
And
one of the biggest things
that'll last.
One of the biggest things as an angler is confidence. The way you fish, it needs to be what you're confident in. Otherwise, you're not going to catch fish. Unfortunately, that's just how it goes. If you doubt what you're fishing with, it might be the right thing, but you just don't catch fish.
Absolutely.
So there's another variable. If you're looking at rock and surf fishing, then I would consider price of hook for sure.
Yeah.
But bass fishing, you're fishing much smaller hooks. You're also, they're technical hooks. So your worm hooks versus your circles versus all of the different types. You can get away with a cheaper hook when it comes to bass fishing or freshwater fishing in general. But if you're going to go target...
All right, but then would you buy your cheaper hooks off a dropship inside?
So there's a whole other variable as well.
All right, that's another topic, right? Let's just round it off, Tim. Okay, the importance of supporting local businesses.
So the way I see it is almost like a gas station. You need a gas station to run your car. And to run your sport, you need a tackle shop.
Yes.
So you need these guys here to keep their company alive. And to do that, you need to support them. 100%. You need to go into the shop and you need to buy their stuff and chat to the guys. It'll also liven up your sport. You'll feel more interconnected, more just everything. It'll be great.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. If the guys are not here to sell those rods and reels and hooks and swivels anymore, there's not going to be anyone out there to sell bait.
Yes, so who's going to stock the bait?
Exactly. And how do you know if you're getting your right product? Yeah, supporting locally is crucially important. Even sometimes if it's going to cost us a little more, there's that entire trail of where our product came from. There's so many advantages. It's everything that we just spoke about over the last 15 minutes. Tim, it's been awesome having you, my bud. Thank you for that insight on shopping online. I think it's a huge topic right now with the trade shows going on and everyone talking product and lots of brands will be popping up. And the more I'm seeing guys out there fishing with the drop shipped products from overseas at what they consider to be a fraction of the price, I was always skeptical if it's going to be a fraction of the quality. Yeah. All right,
well,
so that's
that's
a wrap for today's one. Guys, huge thanks to Tim for sharing some of that insights behind us. But yeah, I'm looking forward to having you on our show again.
Yeah, thank you.
Maybe next time we'll talk bass fishing hooks.
Yeah.
Really good issue. All right, guys, that's another episode of The Deep Dive. We will be back with more, with all that you want to know. By the way, hey, if you got your own horror online story, please send it to me. Reach out to us on our Facebook or TikToks, our YouTube channels. And yeah, when you are out there, hit that follow button.
That's it for this week on The Deep Dive. If you're after the latest catches and hotspots, don't miss the Angler News SA podcast. Until next time, let's fish for the future.